This is Reed Brown with the May 17th Project 4-4, our continuation in the reading of the book of Proverbs, a compilation of sayings by the wisest man in history. A topic of discussion from today's reading is a comparison between the thinking and actions of a fool and the thinking and actions of a wise person. The designated sections in today's reading deal with the subjects of wisdom and folly and dealing with fools. Here are some of the characteristics of a wise person that emerge in today's reading. The wise person acts out of knowledge, chapter 13, verse 16. They exercise discernment, chapter 14, verse 6. She spends time thinking and reflecting on her actions, chapter 14, verse 8. He fears the Lord, chapter 9, verse 10. Keeps a straight course in chapter 15, verse 21, that shows consistency in their actions. These are the characteristics of wisdom. If you can look at your own life and find these qualities, then you're doing quite well. Solomon also describes for us the characteristics of a fool. They are a pattern of acting foolishly, chapter 13, verse 16. A fool believes anything that they are told without taking the time to find out what the facts really are, chapter 14, verse 15. The fool's characteristics are evident in people who lack judgment, chapter 15, verse 21. I imagine that few of us would be self-professed fools. Now, having said that, it's quite clear to me that all of us, especially me, could stand to be a whole lot wiser and a lot less foolish than we are at the present. If you are desiring to go deeper in this portion of the reading, go back through and write out the characteristics of a wise person and a foolish person as Solomon has described them for us, and then work through that list to identify the areas of wisdom that you need to strengthen and the areas of foolishness that you need to correct. Then ask God to give you today the ability to work through these items. I know that He will do that and help each one of us today as we take steps towards becoming a wiser person than we are right now. The results of being wise or foolish are clearly noted by Solomon. Those who embrace wisdom are crowned with knowledge. They become a fountain of life to others, turning them from the snares of death, and are led upward through life towards God. Fools, on the other hand, have a very hard time learning anything. They inherit folly, and their path takes them down to the grave. There is, of course, a very close connection between being wise and being righteous in the book of Proverbs. One leads to the other, and while they are not exactly the same from the point of view of the Scripture, you cannot be wise without being righteous, and you cannot be righteous without becoming wise. And therein lies a very important truth. These two attributes are connected, but the path to wisdom lies through righteousness and not the other way around. This is important. Think about it carefully with me for a minute or two. Here's the point. Solomon understood it very, very well. Wisdom and knowledge and righteousness are all related. But this is how it really works. First comes righteousness. Then comes wisdom that brings knowledge. If you do the right things, not because you understand them, but because God says for you to do them, then you begin to understand. That's wisdom. And with wisdom comes the ability to easily and truly learn much more. If you wait for a child to understand before you expect him to obey, he will never obey or understand. But if you teach him by your own example to obey the commands of the Lord, then both you and he will learn to understand. And you will both gain wisdom and knowledge in the process. That's the reason why Solomon keeps saying, "Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The path to wisdom and knowledge lies between the obedience of the Word of God. I don't know about you, but I really want to become a wiser person. I know and hope to achieve that end. It comes through obeying the commands of God and by knowing His Word. Well, this is Reed Brown with the May 17th Project 4-4 reading, wishing you wisdom and knowledge through your obedience.